Lyle.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today's another historic day in Cardinal history. As we continue to enjoy the celebration of winning our 11th World Championship, I'm here to announce that Tony has decided to retire. His leadership over the past 16 years has been historic. And to win the World Series, no manager can go out on a higher note.
That would be the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals announcing that manager Tony La Russa is retiring after he led the Cardinals to a World Series win last weekend. The World Series being over, Tony La Russa's retirement, number 10 on this week's countdown because it's all about sports. Doug Steffen in for the wrap of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week being the one that ends on Friday, the 4th of November. We'll be reviewing all the hits in the talk radio field determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine and the staff at Steffen Multimedia that produces this program. And this week, World Series number 10, number 9 of the countdown, a monetary scandal of sorts. Here's Talk Host John Gambling with financial analyst Ron Insana about former New Jersey Governor John Corzine and his company having a bit of trouble, and it may send him to prison.
Tell me about Corzine's troubles, MF Global.
You know what? This has got to be one of the, you know, big conundrums of our day, or conundra, I guess might be the plural. I don't know. Here he was, the governor of New Jersey, former chairman of Goldman Sachs, and this ship has run aground in ways that no one would have expected, that the customer money was used to cover company trading losses, and they were dabbling apparently in Italian debt, which obviously fell rather sharply during this European crisis. And it's amazing whether or not, the question is, did he know? And what did he know, and how responsible is he? Because there will be a question of, you know, if indeed he knew that they were using customer money to cover company losses, that is at least an SEC violation. At the very least, it's potentially a criminal violation as well. And this could be a very, very messy situation. Also, another huge black eye for the brokerage industry. You know, only 3 years after our crisis, we have a firm, you know, going belly up. Too small to be a systemic risk, but big enough to, you know, continue to erode the trust we have in financial institutions. What there is left of it.
Yeah, no, they have admitted that they've commingled the money.
Yeah.
He is the CEO of the company.
Yeah, well, he's certainly going to take a... He's going to take a legal hit. Obviously, there are lawsuits coming. The SEC and the FBI and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission are all said to be looking into this, the Justice Department as well. This is, you know, it's a big deal in a certain sense. They're not too big to fail. MF Global is not remotely large enough to pose systemic risk to our financial institutions around them. They're not quite that large. But it's a big deal in the sense that malfeasance is an issue, and the erosion of trust and all the criticisms that have been thrown at Wall Street over the last several years are again manifest in this blow-up.
Yeah, no, I read yesterday that there was some concern that there might be other similar type companies that might feel the heat.
I suspect on the fringe, you know, we haven't heard, and there's been no, and not that we heard about this really in advance, but there's been no inkling that, you know, any of the majors are doing this. MF was effectively a very much reduced company that Governor Corzine took over, and it was a turnaround effort. This wasn't like going back to Goldman Sachs or going to Morgan Stanley or going to one of the other major brokerage houses. A much different deal here with MF Global. They obviously got themselves in a lot of trouble with their proprietary trading desk. Again, dabbling in sovereign European debt that is reduced in value. That was a pretty risky trade to put on.
Yeah, some would call it stupid, but that's just the definition.
Somebody could use that word. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I was reading, and you might know Corzine better than I.
I do know him personally, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And his history as well. Well, but I gather this was pretty much the modus operandi at Goldman Sachs. He took huge risks on debt and the rest, but he was a winner on that one more times than not.
He had more talent. You know, not to be disrespectful to the MF Global people, but look, Goldman is awash in trading talent. It's certainly when Governor Corzine was there. Goldman was a powerhouse when it came to what they call its prop desk, the firm that trades company money in order to make gains in the financial markets. And Goldman Sachs has long been known for a skill set that very few other firms have, and that was one of them. And so you could take those calculated risks if you have the right people, and it would appear, obviously, under these circumstances, not only did they not have the right people, they certainly didn't have the right controls.
Coming up next, the Kardashian divorce, Michael Jackson trial, and Senator McCain talks about Libya after Gaddafi, next on the countdown.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, November 4th through the 7th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, GEICO, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Number 8 is Kim Kardashian's divorce. Talk host Ron Upshaw, Don O'Neill, and Libby Denkman talk about Kim's repeated claims that her 72-day marriage was not a sham, even though she and her husband made $20 million from the broadcast of the wedding and the sale of photos and other memorabilia.
Kim was on Australian radio defending this sham of a marriage, all 72 days of it.
I do, you know, want to make clear that I would never marry for a TV show, for money, for anything like that. And I think that's really ridiculous that I have to even, you know, kind of defend that. But, you know, I guess that comes along with what, you know, when you film your wedding for a reality show and, you know, just with the support of my family, everything will work out the way it's supposed to.
You know, 14, you know, 14 of them.
You know, Libby was telling me she heard what it was that Reggie Bush was out to lunch. He's not with New Orleans. He's in Miami Dolphin now, right? Reggie Bush?
Yeah, he's in Miami.
And so he was out to lunch with her, and they were going to get back together.
They're still in love.
He said, no, I'm not going to get back together with you until you divorce this clown.
Yep. Until Chris is out of the picture, Reggie would not get back together with Kim.
It's on the internet. It must be true.
It is.
And so, meanwhile, the entire Kardashian/Jenner clan
is out in force. Remind me, why is she famous and why is she...
She has a big butt.
Okay.
And her dad was one of the OJ attorneys.
And there was a naughty tape out about her.
Oh, okay.
Naughty tape. And so...
Her life parallels Paris Hilton's life,
almost,
who also was famous for doing absolutely nothing.
Much bigger butt than Paris. Kris Jenner, the mom, is on radio as well.
The minute you see something in print and something written down or on the cover of a newspaper, you know, you think, oh, that's true. And it couldn't be further from the truth. So, you know, people have to just calm down for a minute and realize that, you know, no one's doing anything crazy. Okay. It's just a horrible, horrible situation. I feel bad for the kids, and, you know, people just have to stop judging, take a step back, and let Kim do what she needs to do and just be supportive.
Well, people need
you know
this.
What?
Hold on, though.
I'm going to calm down.
She says
I'm going to calm down.
That they did not make any money. This is what she told to John Jay and Rich.
It's not true.
That she did not make any money off of the wedding extravaganza.
It's not true.
One thing that is the most annoying is the rumor that, you know, she made millions off of this wedding, and she didn't make a dime off of this wedding and actually spent millions of dollars on the wedding. So it's not something that she thought would ever not be happily ever after.
My big thing is...
TMZ, by the way, just blew all that apart tonight. And she didn't make money. She's also refusing to give all the gifts
she's
got.
She's giving the gifts back.
Well, she's not giving them back.
She needs to get her big lot out of Australia and gives the gifts back.
Yeah, she's hiding in Australia now.
Up to number seven this week, the Dr. Murray trial from MSNBC. Thomas Roberts talking to attorney Ricky Kleiman about the case against... the doctor.
Here we have it. The prosecution has basically set up Conrad Murray to be criminally negligent, bringing all the witnesses out to talk about what type of doctor he is. Meanwhile, the defense has set up Michael Jackson to be a drug addict, even playing his voice during this trial, at least from the prosecution side, setting it up to let everybody know exactly the state of mind that he was in. So who's done a better job of bringing this case to the finish line?
Well, I think the prosecution certainly has done the better job because they had the better facts. That's not to take away from the talent of the defense team, but facts are facts. And when we deal with what we are seeing here, it is much easier to show 17 deviations from the standard of care of a doctor than it is for the defense. But remember, Thomas, the defense only needs one juror to have a hung jury.
When we talk about the witnesses, 49 who testified basically from both sides, which made the biggest impact in this case to you?
Well, for me, I would certainly say for the prosecution, Dr. Schaefer. He was on and off the stand for a matter of about 11 days when you look at it. He was a solid, solid expert for the prosecution.
Number six on the countdown, Libya and the aftermath of the death of Gaddafi. Here's Talk Host Kari Dozier talking to Senator McCain about his recent trip to Libya.
It's been a couple of weeks now since Gaddafi was killed, but you were on the ground with those troops. What did you do? What was your experience over there like?
That they are exuberant about... the fact that Gaddafi is gone. He was probably one of the more brutal, oppressive dictators, and crazy, too. The euphoria is incredible. You know, the revolutions are hard, but democracy is harder, and they've got a lot of challenges, including getting all these different militias that fought against Gaddafi to unite in a national army. And you know, the guy was in power, Gaddafi was in power for 42 years. We all know that democracy is tough. We find that out in the United States every day. But look, if we can help them, they've got 30,000 wounded people, and they have no medical capability to care for them, and I'm glad the United States is helping out. We should do more than that. Keep an eye on Egypt. Egypt is the heart and soul of the Arab world, and they're having some tough times. And if things go well in Egypt, I'm optimistic. If they don't, then I'm not so much. And finally, most of the people I know think that Bashar Assad, the dictator of Syria, cannot last forever. If Syria goes, that's a huge blow to Iran. It's a huge plus for freedom. But we all know that after the fall of the Soviet Union and the fall of the Berlin Wall, Eastern European countries had great difficulties getting democracy underway. They're doing pretty well now, but it's a hard business. As Churchill said, it's the most, the worst form of government. Only one hasn't been invented yet that's better, you know. So I screwed up that quote.
That's okay.
Anyway.
Winston said it differently, but we got your point.
Iran, Israel, and Greece are in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five on the countdown, Israel and Iran. Talk host Jim Scott here with his pal, military analyst Colonel Dean Smithel, about Israel's debate. They're debating launching a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear facilities.
Colonel, the question this morning, is the United States heading toward war with Iran?
Well, that's according to one report and source I have. At the congressional hearing on Iran last week, and they were told that the Pentagon has a series of contingency plans for military action, ranging from all-out war to limited operations, and Obama signed off on these, the hearing was told.
Well, I mean, wouldn't any, wouldn't the United States always have contingency plans for any country they deem as dangerous?
They certainly would, and they have this war game exercise in the National Defense University, and I was a part of some of those many years ago. They have any scenario possible for a contingency plan. I'm sure this has been on the back burner. They just move it forward.
Okay, well, but now, let me go back. I mean, do you think the United States is heading toward war, and under what circumstances would we go to war with Iran?
Well, actually, the problem here is they have 70 kilos of enriched uranium, and that's about a fifth of the amount they need to go in and make a nuclear warhead for a missile.
Now, they do have the missiles. There's no question about that.
They do have the missiles. No question about that. Israel also has a missile they just launched, which is very successful. So you have Israel's cabinet has debating whether to launch an attack on Iran nuclear sites in the coming weeks. And it's really going to be very interesting here what happens. Some cabinet members from this Israel urging caution on this one. But anyway, the plans are on the table. And even the UK, the British military, is set to cooperate with any U.S. Invasion or attack on Iran.
Number four on the countdown, the Eurozone and the G20 summit. Talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels with CBS correspondent Tula Vlahou about Greece. It's been pretty much the dominating conversation at the G20 summit.
Everybody is in Cannes, and I imagine that's going to be topic number one rather than the G20 summit, don't you, Tula?
Oh, exactly, Jane. Actually, what's happening in Greece, is overshadowing the G20. But there's just not shock number one. There are many shocking things coming out of Greece today. As just when the prime minister had agreed with the Europeans to hold a referendum in early December, comes his minister of finance and says, nope, I don't think I agree with that. And many others from the prime minister's party said the same thing. So at this moment, the prime minister of Greece is really holding on to power by a thread. He's under attack from within and from without his party, and it's really unclear whether or not he's going to survive today.
Oh, and the vote is today? The vote of confidence is today?
No, the vote of confidence was supposed to schedule for tomorrow, but it happened that within his party, there were people who disagree with putting this vote to the voters, people believing that the voters would actually choose to leave the euro, choose to turn its back on the bailout and go on its own. And because of that, dear, many within the government are saying that the prime minister needs to go and the Greece needs to get back to looking at taking the bailout and continuing with the euro.
So can his own party replace him without some kind of election?
Well, that is what's being discussed at this moment. At this very moment that we're speaking, there is an emergency cabinet meeting, and what is being discussed by many is whether or not the prime minister is going to be asked formally to resign and somebody from within the cabinet takes over the reins and continues on the euro path, or whether Mr. Papandreou wins the day and does have the vote of confidence tomorrow. And if he loses the vote of confidence tomorrow, then there are elections. Whatever happens in Greece, however, the Greek people will continue to suffer. The Greek people will continue to not know what is going on in the country, and that uncertainty that exists in Greece is certainly affecting the stock market around the world already.
Eurozone stability and the G20 summit. That's the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. So let's recap a little bit. Tony La Russa and the World Series, number 10. The money scandal with Governor Corzine in the focus is 9. Kim Kardashian, number 8. Number 7, Conrad Murray. Number 6, Libya after Gaddafi. Number 5, Israel's possible strike against Iran. And the Eurozone stability with a summit going on in Europe, number 4. That leaves us with 3, 2, and 1. Stick around. That's up next on the countdown.
O'Reilly. When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from, and even the emotion that's involved in it, we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them, and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour. Doug Steffen here. We're again reviewing what's happened this week, the week of Friday, the 4th of November. We're up to number 3, the President's Jobs Bill. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with Senator Marco Rubio of Florida about the different jobs plans that are making their way through Congress.
The infrastructure plan, do you think it would put enough people significantly back to work to make a difference in our unemployment rate?
Well, we have our own infrastructure plan here in the Senate, one that's actually paid for, and we're going to try to get a vote on that here today in the Senate. You know, the problem is the president's job plan is not a jobs plan. It doesn't matter what you call it. It really is nothing different than what he tried early when he first got elected in the first 2 years of his presidency. You know, and these policies are the same as those, and everything is worse. I think we need to understand that the economy is not all the president's fault. He inherited a bad economy, but the fact of the matter is that he made it worse. When he was inaugurated, there were 12 million people unemployed. Now there are 14. The day he took office, the unemployment rate was at 7.8. Now it's at 9.1. And this was after we passed the stimulus package. This was after his health care bill got passed. This is after his financial reforms got passed. He got everything he wanted the first 2 years, and it's made things worse. And now he's asking for more of the same. That is not a jobs plan. What we need to do is get back to things that actually will work. And I'm ready to work with anybody, Democrats, anybody who wants to actually do things that will help hardworking taxpayers and job creators get small businesses get going again.
Yeah, that's the key to it. The small business owners, the debt committee. I found it interesting the other day, and I'm sure you watched a bit of it too, when it was Senator Simpson and Erskine Bowles talking to the debt committee about how, and now Democrat and Republican, how they don't have confidence that this debt committee will come up with an agreement by the 23rd of November to find $1.2 trillion in debt reduction. What's your confidence level?
Well, it's hard to tell because the meetings are all in private, and it's one of the reasons why I wasn't in favor of the debt committee. I think it's important that we make progress. I think we're at a time when people are psychologically, first, the economy desperately needs for Washington to show that it can work, that there are serious people here that are willing to make a difference and are willing to step up to the plate and start moving the ball forward. You know, I don't think we have to solve everything all at once. I think it's impossible to do that, but we have to show that we can start making progress, that this process still functions. Because you look at this economy and how much people are hurting out there, and then you look to Washington and you see a bunch of kids, really looks like a bunch of childish, you know, inward-looking people that all they care about is playing accounting gimmicks and political games. And it just makes people feel like the worst is yet to come. So it's desperately important that we make some progress.
Host Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran talking to Charlie Hurt from the Washington Times about the president's slogan, "We can't wait."
What prompted your fury about this "We can't wait" campaign?
Well, I wish I could say that it was because I thought of that great line that it sounds like a fast food Bill of Rights. That is exactly what it sounds like. You know, it's just amazing, though. This guy, it's almost like, you know, he's starting to run for real. I think it's almost like he just arrived on the scene, and he's looking around, and he's got his hands on his hips, and he's saying, hey, we got a problem here. You know, we got to get going on this. We got to do something about this. And we can't wait. And he keeps talking about, we can't wait this, we can't wait that. And it's like, well, where have you been for the past 3 years? You've been here. What can we not wait for? Another 4 years?
But don't you think his base buys the story that he's been a reasonable guy who has made reasonable proposals, and all of a sudden, last January, in comes this new Congress, these evil Republicans, who are devoted to nothing but his defeat and his demise,
They'll
put the country second in order to hurt Barack Obama, and now he can't take it anymore. He reached out to them, he invited them for meetings. He
golfed with John Boehner.
Exactly, and John Boehner had shorts on. He put up with all this, and now here he is, he just can't stand it anymore. He's not going to wait. He's going to go fight for the American people while those nasty Republicans wallow in the mire.
Well, I think that absolutely you're right about that, but I also think that base of support that believes that is winnowing away. It's shrinking by the day in frustration on both the left and the right and sort of just the middle that is frustrated with this economy. But the other point that I don't really get about that is that the first 2 years of his administration, when he came in, and people like that, I'm a fairly conservative guy, but, you know, I was blown away by the campaign he ran. I was, you know, I was waiting for him to be a different kind of politician.
You got caught up in that a little bit, sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And so this guy had a nearly bulletproof Senate majority. He had a huge majority in the House. He owned this town. He had everything, and he had an extraordinary amount of support from the American people outside of this town, and what did he accomplish? Remarkably little that has excited his base, and absolutely nothing that reached across the aisle and thrilled people, you know, outside of his, you know, the most basic part of his political base. And so I you know, this notion that then 2 years later, in frustration, Congress changed. Well, what do you think about the first 2 years you had?
Up to number two, the 2012 presidential race, and that's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hot hits and talk radio. Let's see. Number two this week, the presidential race from Fox, John Scott talking to Rick Perry advisor Kurt Anderson about the Herman Cain campaign, accusing him of leaking the story about those sexual harassment allegations.
Back in 2004, did he speak to you about these allegations?
Well, no, he didn't. And let me start off by saying that it may sound odd in these circumstances, but I really like Herman. I have great regard for him. I have great respect for him. I think he's a great conservative leader and just a genuinely good guy in my experience. But this is not something that he ever mentioned to me.
All right. But you're doing these interviews, this interview, why?
Well, because, you know, they've gone out and said, you know, some things about me that are not true. And you know, I think in these situations, this is exactly why people hate politics, all this foolishness. And the best thing to do in any situation like this is just tell the truth. And I didn't know about any of this stuff, and I didn't peddle it to any reporters. And quite frankly, I'll also say this. If someone tells you something in confidence, and then you go out and you tell other people, that's unethical. And I don't live my life that way. And, you know, I don't think anybody should. I think transparency would be the best thing here for everyone.
Well, but by saying that you, by accusing you, in effect, of leaking this information that you say you never even heard about, isn't Mr. Cain basically acknowledging that he was aware of the charges back in 2004, these charges that he initially said he basically had no memory of?
Well, I have no way of unpacking what he was aware of or, you know, when or any of that. I mean, and I think people need to understand one thing about this. These campaigns are very difficult on candidates, and this last week has been really tough, I'm sure, on Herman. And people get under a lot of pressure, and sometimes they crack and get a little unraveled. I think when Herman Cain is talking about his vision and his goals and his convictions for America, I think he's in a good place, and I, you know, he really ought to get back to doing just that.
But it raises a lot of questions about veracity and trust if the story keeps changing, and it has been changing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I don't think that they've handled it well. But again, the only way to deal, you know, my dad told me something a long time ago, you know, when in doubt, tell the truth, you know. And so that's the only reason that I came on today. I mean, you know, you only have one reputation. And, you know, I think a person's character and integrity about the only things they have in this life. And so I just wanted to come on and say, and let me say one other thing. You know, all this stuff about who leaked, whatever. Any reporter in the free world is free to tell anything to anybody that I've ever said to them about Herman Cain. I give them carte blanche to do that because I have absolutely nothing to hide, and I have genuine affinity for the guy.
And final question. Nobody working for the Perry campaign told you, or as far as you know, let out this information about Herman Cain.
Absolutely not.
Talk host Charity McCurdy and Mark Williams with correspondent Todd Starnes about Cain and Perry and the future of their presidential involvement in the race.
Based on the very little we've heard about one of the complaints, you know, he was commenting on a woman's height. I mean, how does that constitute sexual harassment? So it's not exactly adding up here, Todd.
No, it's not, Charity. And look, ultimately, at the end of the day, I think we have to understand Herman Cain is not a career politician. He does not have experience spinning stories. And ultimately, I think that's why the campaign's, I wouldn't say getting hurt, because they're still up in the polls and they're still pulling in loads of money. The best campaign fundraising day ever happened Monday after all of this stuff broke.
Well, and Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected governor out in California with a background of drug-induced orgies.
And on the plus side here, Mark, we haven't seen the words blue dress, stain, or intern used. So,
hey, what about allegations that this this was leaked by Perry or Romney? Is this an inside job?
Well, that's the big question here, because Cain's campaign said that they're blaming Perry. There turns out there's a guy that used to work at the Restaurant Association the same time that all this apparently went down, who had inside knowledge of all of this. And that individual is now working in conjunction with Perry's campaign.
Uh-huh.
But Perry last night sent out an email saying they had absolutely nothing to do with it. They're blaming Romney. And Romney says, hey, it wasn't us. And in the meantime, Michelle Bachmann saying, somebody blame me for something.
Yeah.
That needs some press.
Todd, is that where his focus should be, pointing fingers? I mean, shouldn't his focus be on the allegations being made and letting these women speak? So, you know, their statements will speak for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. But look, one of the attorneys for one of the ladies last night said that their client has decided after all of this that it's best for her not to say anything because she doesn't want to become another Anita Hill, referring back to Clarence Thomas. Look, I think somebody, Herman Cain has based this entire campaign, guys, on the idea that he's a straight shooter. He's all about straight talk. Well, now's the time for that straight talk, Mr. Cain. You got to come out and clear this thing up.
Yeah, yeah. What's the inside on the with the GOP leadership? Are they looking at Herman Cain going away sometime soon?
Talked to the chairman of the GOP yesterday, and he says that Herman's got to talk. He's got to get this. He's got to explain this story. Of course, they're not going to come out and say who they're supporting because they can't do that, Mark. But I suspect, and I just kind of got the feeling, they would prefer if he would go away.
Host Mark Reardon here with Iowa host Jan Mickelson about the reactions there have been to Herman Cain in Iowa.
You're only now a couple of months away. We're getting closer to these caucuses again, aren't we?
Yes, we sure are. It's closing in fast, and Iowa is still up for grabs.
What do you make of everything that's happened this week? Because this Herman Cain thing is blown up. What's the reaction up there?
People are puzzled and sad and disappointed and exasperated. They want to be talking about issues and serious international issues and economic issues and social issues. Instead, we're distracted by a personal reality TV program, and especially accusations against a fellow that Iowans grew to love very quickly. Herman Cain made a big impression in Iowa with the Tea Party types, and he began to expand his base into some parts of the evangelical community because he's a minister. He's a Baptist preacher, I think, from Atlanta. And he also has his business record, and he was saying a lot of really good stuff that resonated on an economic and political and social level, and people just loved his persona. He was rapidly becoming a superstar before this happened, and the Iowans have sort of adapted. And anybody but Romney philosophy, and Herman Cain looked like the guy on the white horse that could rescue the party from Romney.
Up to number one this week, Occupy Wall Street protesters. They are the big story, and that's next on The Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, to number one we go. The Occupy Wall Street protests and protesters. Here's host Marta Mossberg with Ben Johnson from Accuracy and Media about what happened when he brought stacks of job applications to the Washington protesters.
We're going to hear a clip of a video. It's pretty funny. It's from the Accuracy in Media, who went down to Occupy Washington with a whole bunch of job forms. And you would think all these people who are protesting for more jobs and more money and everything else would be jumping all over this guy who's trying to recruit them for Disney and for Solyndra, who, you know, the now bankrupt firm, Subway, and a host of other major employers. But that's not exactly what happened. And the voice that you're going to hear talking is Ben Johnson, who we're going to speak with after this clip.
Please feel free to apply for a job.
Yeah, and, but you can't feed a family on this and this. You can't work for
Ministry of Defense.
Defense.
Yeah. Well, we're still setting up. There's Disney. We have Disney.
Oh, see, we won't do that either. Dickie, look, they got a job. But look, Disney, we won't do that. That won't feed your family. That won't feed your family. Bank jobs, we can't do that.
That is just fantastic. I think it's so telling that, you know, all these people who are just protesting because there's no jobs won't even consider them. And then later on, I think there was something in there, Ben, about how, you know, she couldn't do that because she had two children and she only can work part-time anyway. So I mean, what do these people want? I mean, someone to come into them and tailor a job specifically to them with a huge salary to boot?
If I had been this picky after I graduated school 2 years ago,
I would be camping out right now in the park. I cannot believe how picky they were at the jobs. And you know, I thought about this idea, and I said, one job won't be good enough. At first, we thought it'd be funny to put a Walmart application out there.
Yeah.
But I said, let's get jobs from every single scope of every single bit of every single perspective so that you really can't argue against anything.
Yeah, including Cylinder, I thought.
Everyone.
Yeah, including Cylinder, I thought was just charming.
Well, yeah, I mean, Cylinder is kind of a commentary to see just if they could call us on that and say, oh, come on, guys, this is a bankrupt organization. The Cylinder application was actually put on there because of my personal theory that they are missing the point. The point is big government is the problem, not Wall Street.
Bill O'Reilly here now talking about the Wall Street protesters. He thinks they're protesting the wrong stuff.
Now we learn that the mortgage agencies Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, in business with the federal government, paid almost $13 million in bonuses to their top executives in 2010. That's an outrage because those agencies currently owe the American taxpayer, us, all of us, $141 billion. Let me repeat, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac owe us $141 billion and doled out $13 million in bonuses last year to their guys. This is why the federal government's out of control. Fannie and Freddie are not government agencies per se. They're private companies, but they receive support from the federal government. Taxpayer money in subsidies and loans. White House correspondent Ed Henry asked Jay Carney about it yesterday.
There's a report that Fannie and Freddie, in particular Freddie Mac, their top five officers got some bonuses in 2010. These are institutions that obviously got taxpayer bailouts.
These organizations, these entities are independent, and therefore they are independent decisions. The White House is not involved, and nor should it be.
Wrong, with all due respect. The White House should be as outraged as Talking Points is. And Congress should immediately suspend Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We don't need them. They're poorly run agencies. They're hurting America. Get rid of them. If the federal government wants to practice social justice, that is funneling money to poor Americans for housing, do it under the authority of Congress, not flim-flam outfits run by incompetents. Now, where are the Occupy Wall Street protests when it comes to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Why aren't they marching in D.C. against these people? $13 million in bonuses, they owe us $141 billion. They owe the people that money. But you won't see the occupiers do that. No. Because they want the feds to give people houses. Bottom line on the story, government waste continues unchecked. Our taxpayer dollars being flushed away. There are so many scams, so many out-of-control situations in Washington right now, it's impossible to keep track of them. What a disgrace.
Occupy Wall Street protests, the most talked about topic on talk radio this week, at least news talk radio. Let's recap. The World Series and the retirement of La Russa is number 10. Number 9, the scandal involving former New Jersey Governor Corzine. The Kardashian divorce is number 8. Conrad Murray's trial is 7. Libya after Gaddafi is 6. Israel's maybe military strike on Iran is 5. Eurozone stability, money basically internationally, that's number 4. The president's jobs bill under number 3. And number 2, consideration of who's running for the presidency on the Republican side. And the Occupy Wall Street protesters are the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.